it's just part of our culture and it's part of our nature to be in community and to work collectively, and that you build wealth not for the sake of yourself and your family, but for the sake of bringing, you know, that of sharing, you know, of sharing your collective strengths with the community. So I have a lot of memories of growing up of my mom using her wealth and her privilege in different ways to help people.
I grew up in a farming community in a remote, very, very remote part of Taiwan. And in the old days, that was probably part of the most underprivileged, poor community before Taiwan became industrialized. My family was not in that situation, but I was growing up with these kids around me that had that kind of experience. So that gave me a very strong impression of what, that really nobody could be happy unless that your friends also had food, you know? My parents were very good at providing, but I saw all these insecurities around me. And I'd always have a lot of ways of thinking, okay, how we could all work together so we all could have, you know, the basic stuff. And
I think the other thing that really struck me too about learning more about my grandparents' stories were, you know, there's this thing that often gets twisted in like American culture of like being a philanthropist, like being somebody who, you know, who has a lot of money and you like throw crumbs to people, and then you're supposed to be very gracious because you give a little bit of what you have to people as like a charity, right? And I think what I learned more about how our family approached things is that, you know, my grandparents were part of starting one of the first basically farmers credit unions like in their village, right? And so it wasn't always just about having the time and the resources to give what you could to other people, or having the money to give, or the resources of the or the food. It was about giving their time and energy to something that they cared about, you know? And so when I was with my grandmother, I remember finding I was like thinking about, you know, the solidarity economy in all of these ways. And then I found this old manual that was from like the 70s, and it was written in English, and it was actually like a guide to starting a credit union. And she was like, oh yeah, that old thing, like me and your grandpa, we were like the president and the secretary of the community savings pool for like 20 years, you know, this is before I was even born. So, you know, I think there's this thing about what is it that people individually can do with their wealth, you know, to distribute. But really what stuck with me the most was like, the most important thing that you can do is to put your time and your energy and your skills to use for building something better in the community. And I think that's something that when I think about RG, I think a lot about like giving money is one thing, but giving money out of guilt or giving money out of shame or whatever, your heart's not in it, you know? And the most important thing that you can do about anything that you care about is to actually put yourself into it first, that your time and your energy and your actual like care into a project is more important than the money, and the money will follow it. Because if you care about something and you know that you want to invest, if you're willing to invest your time in it, you should be willing to invest your money in it as well. And I think that's kind of something else I learned from seeing my mom, is it was never just like, I'm going to throw money over here and hope that it works, or I'm going to put some money over here somewhere where I can't see what it's going to do. It was always like, I'm going to invest my money into something, but I'm also going to have a relationship, you know, with the person leading the project. I'm going to give advice where I can. I'm going to support them and their leadership. And I think that's something that that aspect of leadership development and having like real relationships with people is something that I've always like seen my mom do.